You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Happy Tax Day, everyone. And if you have not gotten that task accomplished, I would probably get on it right away. Great to have you aboard on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, our fine sponsor, our presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Check them out online at dupaco.com. You can also go to our website at kgymradio.com. and click on the tab on the left side of the page and find out more about our good friends throughout the corridor, as well as Eastern Iowa at DuPaco. Great show for you coming up. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports, and that includes breaking news out of Ames, the rumors circulating throughout the weekend, and now it is a reality as far as one of the top, if not the top, players for the Iowa State men's basketball team in the transfer portal. And we'll kick that around, talk about the first weekend of the United States Football League, and a whole lot more. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Mr. Ben on the other side of the glass here today on a brisk Monday. It's not even brisk. It is just plain stupid cold for April 18th out there. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And we often talk about a 2 or 3 club win. This is a no golf win.
No.
Man.
Done.
Come on. But anyway, yeah.
It's supposed to get better later in the week, but then the rain moves in and whatnot, and yeah, it's first world problems. There are a lot more problems in the world. But man alive, this is getting old as far as the middle and past the middle of April now. And we're struggling to get to 40 degrees and the wind chill is in the 20s. It's another bad night for spring sports out there around the Midwest and the state of Iowa. A lot to get to on the program here today. Love to hear from you on the text line and the phone line. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to do the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and chat with us one-on-one here on the program. We start things off today, Mark, with news out of Ames that was circulating throughout the weekend. At times it was a red hot rumor. Other times it kind of cooled off a little bit. But again, it just proves the old adage, where there is smoke, there is fire. And it is now apparent, it is a reality, as Tyrese Hunter, the much ballyhooed freshman point guard for the Iowa State Cyclones, has announced that he is entering the transfer portal and more than likely is going to find a new place to play his college basketball starting next year in 2022-2023. This kind of started to kick off on Friday night and then went through the weekend, and Tyrese Hunter on his Twitter account came out and finally gave the news that thank everybody, thank this person, that person, that person, that person, but I'm going somewhere else to play my college basketball. And as you said, Mark, the transfer portal giveth and the transfer portal taketh away.
Yeah, if your program hasn't found that out by now, you are you're missing something, because it's happened to almost every program in the country, and it's happened with Iowa State. Tyrese Hunter, why? I don't know. We don't have any reasons. Perhaps just suggesting a more seeking a more high-profile program. But this is really a blow for the Cyclones.
It is. It is.
And, you know, in the Department of Giveth and Taketh, I'm sorry, Iowa State fans, you wouldn't have been in the Sweet 16 without the transfer portal last year.
A lot of teams
the portal giveth last year, and now we've learned it's taking.
Big 12 freshman of the year, second in the league as far as assists are concerned, and not really, according to Tyrese Hunter on his Twitter account, the reasoning behind it, just thanking Cyclone Nation for all their support, et cetera, et cetera. But I will be playing somewhere else. We should not be shocked by anything like this in the current state as far as college basketball is concerned. And I am not shocked by it in 2022. But you take a look at... You take a look at the situation. What's Tyrese Hunter want to do? Does he want to go somewhere else and get a school and a program with a little bit more offense? Is that what he's looking at right now? He's a very good defender, but Iowa State did not score a lot of points. I don't think they're ever going to score a ton of points under T.J. Otzelberger. Defense is the name of the game. Steve Prohm was the guy that recruited him. T.J. Otzelberger had to re-recruit Tyrese Hunter to stay in Ames. Not the greatest shooter in the world from the outside, but a very good creator and a very good penetrator and pretty good at the mid-range. So maybe just looking at as far as what he needs to accomplish to get to the next level, hey, I need to score a little bit more. I need to get to a program that does score a little bit more. What do you think, Cyclone fans? 319-366-1600.
6429 believes NIL opportunities might have something to do with this. And it's an interesting proposition as there are better opportunities for name, image, and likeness. Opportunities cashing in on the same at other schools. I know there's a movement afront in Ames, according to Chris Williams of Cyclone Fanatic, that are going to try to benefit athletes in a variety of sports.
Gee, who saw that coming 8 months ago? Let's see. Mark and I did.
Yeah. Whether NIL has anything to do with Tyrese Hunter transferring, I don't know. I suspect it may. The suitors are going to be numerous. For Tyrese Hunter.
Absolutely.
He's going to end up at a high profile program, no question in my mind. But as Iowa fans learn, Iowa State fans, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I mean, Iowa has lost Toussaint, Nungy, Frederick. Who am I missing? I don't know. The portal taketh away for Iowa. And, again, Iowa State benefited greatly from transfers last year and went on a Sweet 16 run. Terrific. You can't like that and hate Tyrese Hunter leaving.
True.
For the portal. You can't have it both ways. Or can you?
Well, you can have it. You better have it both ways, because if you lose more than you bring in, then you're going to be in a little bit of hot water. Or you better recruit very, very well as far as high school seniors are concerned. Or juniors that reclassify, because it's craziness. Cyclone Tim weighing in. Tyrese has come from a very low-income situation from what I've heard, and if NIL can pay him to help his family, can you really blame the kid? No, but that's not everybody's situation. And it's going to get more interesting and more interesting.
It's really complicated because you have the classic argument of, well, coaches can leave. Why can't kids? Well, coaches have to pay a buyout, or their next school is paying that buyout. Colleges have invested a lot of time and money in athletes to recruit them, get them on campus, develop them for as long as they're in the program. I don't know. It's hard to weigh in on either side, but the portal is just out of control, I think.
Matt in Cedar Rapids, not happy. He's a Cyclone fan, not happy. Would like to know the reasoning. There are rumors out there that Tyrese Hunter was talking with North Carolina prior to even going into the portal, and if that's the case, and you're, hey, and it's not a North Carolina thing, it's an anybody thing that, hey, I'm sure it's happening out there. Kids are contacting other kids, et cetera, et cetera. They know each other now from AAU and playing. It's in 2022 with social media, et cetera, et cetera. No time to find another point guard in the portal. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Cyclone Tim weighing in once again. ISU TJ is pretty good at finding talent. It's the way of life now. And I don't think Arkansas has any more Scholies, Razorback Dale. They've done quite well in the portal, and Muss has done very well as far as recruiting is concerned. And yeah, it's a combination. You need to find a fit for you. You need to have the biggest opportunity and the best opportunity to get your name out there as far as NIL is concerned. And it's not going to change much as far as the blue bloods, whether it's college football or college basketball. I mean, you're going to get the biggest and best. Combine the NIL with the transfer portal and people streaming away from mid-majors to go to Power Fives after they make a name for themselves. And it's going to get very one-sided, I think, as far as men's basketball is
concerned. Is Hunter going to raise his profile that much? Look at the number of guys from Iowa State in the NBA. Tyrese Haliburton having a remarkable year in the NBA. Jalen Horton Tucker. On and on and on.
Iowa State's done well.
Monte Morris has had a really nice career. I think George Niang. And on and on and on. Is he going to raise his profile that much more at another school? Once again, Iowa State has done very well with putting guys in the NBA.
Very true. 319-366-1600. 0497 asks, do we need a tampering rule in the NCAA? Yes.
Who's going to police that?
Yes. 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 Do we need to look at the transfer portal? Yes. 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 317 here on the Monday edition of the program. Iowa State, where do they move from here? Okay. You've got Taman Lipsey coming in. He's going to be the man now at the point guard position for Iowa State. He is tremendous.
I can feel where you're going here, Scott.
There are also rumors out there about A.J. Green. Is this an A.J. Green opportunity to go to Ames for his senior year to reunite with his father, Kyle Green, who's on the staff for T.J. Otzelberger now?
Just as I thought.
I mean, is it a situation where Tyrese Hunter saw two other point guards in the mix and said, you know what, I'm not going to get as much playing time. I'm going to play, but I'm not going to get as much playing time. Maybe. I don't dismiss anything in this day and age as far as college basketball is concerned. I don't dismiss anything. It's very little loyalty out there, Mark.
Scott Unas, king of nicknames and conspiracy theorist.
Taman Lipsey is going to be just fine, Iowa State. I mean, tremendous all-around athlete. Could have been a Division I college football quarterback. He's that good. He's got a tremendous physique, a college basketball body already that he can come in. He would have come in anyway and played this year for Iowa State. I don't think there's any doubt about that. A lot like Tyrese Hunter. Does not have a great outside shot. Doesn't shoot the outside three a lot. But he takes you off the dribble. He can do some things attacking to the basket that are just amazing. Has great body control. Good at the mid-range shot. and is a great distributor. And I think Taman's going to be just fine. Now, he's going to be thrown in there right away unless my theory is right and there's a possibility A.J. Green could come.
Well, if he's going to be as good as Tyrese Hunter, then, yeah, Iowa State will be just fine. But right now, Iowa State does not have a sophomore to be in Tyrese Hunter to go along with Lipsy and, you know, bring him along, so to speak. I don't know where they go from here. Matt, you can make a good point. How many good point guards are in the portal right now besides Hunter?
319-366-1600-9049. Bad voices in Tyrese's ear. Some saw it coming, but I didn't want to believe it. Bring on AJ. That's not a done deal yet that AJ Green is leaving and going to Iowa State. But there have been rumors there too that Green is going to go, and that would be obviously a very, very top choice because of his father. Played with his dad on the bench at UNI for 2 years. Of course, he sat out 1 year with the injury. But, yeah, going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, Cyclone Tim questioning the playing time at a place like North Carolina. How about the Drake guard who transferred to Kansas, barely played?
Yeah, I didn't really play.
Yeah.
Yesufu.
Yesufu.
He's got a ring, though.
Okay.
He's got a ring. I guess you trade ring for playing time. I don't know. It's just your personal preference. Just your personal preference out there. 319-366-1600 at 321. We've been talking about former Iowa State guard Tyrese Hunter. Getting into the transfer portal. Now, he can always come back, but as you and I talked earlier today, Mark, there have been a handful that have gone back to their school after entering the transfer
portal.
Doesn't
happen very often.
It doesn't happen. So Tyrese Hunter is more than likely 99.8% probability he will not be playing for Iowa State next year. Now, Cyclones did pick up a big man over the weekend, VCU transfer, 6'9", coming in, a rim protector, a very good jumper, and a big shot blocker to help in the middle. Now, he's okay offensively, but he's a defensive guy. So they brought in a couple of transfers that are defensive-oriented. Isaiah Brockington's coming back. So they're going to... We'll see what Kalsher does with his super-sized senior year if he comes back. If Kalsher comes back, Iowa State will help their offense a little bit. But, boy, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Brockington next year.
Yeah, well, Hassan Ward is the transfer's name from Virginia Commonwealth, and he was on the Atlantic 10 all-defensive team. 6'9 forward by way of Barbados. He's got a reputation for being a shot blocker, but not much on the offensive end.
Right now, David Cobb at CBS Sports has Tyrese Hunter as the number 4 prospect in the transfer portal. Now, this is includes players that have left one school and have committed to another school. And good list of 20 out there, by the way. Just go with these schools, though, Mark. Here's your schools. Some of them mid-major-ish and some that are high. Kendrick Davis is number 1, the point guard AAC player of the year out of SMU. He's still shopping around at this point. Nigel Pack of Kansas State. But then you've got... Of course, Terrence Shannon of Texas Tech, Tyrese Hunter of Iowa State, and then Brandon Murray of LSU. But then, Illinois, NC State, Wright State, Texas, Utah Valley, Murray State, Moorhead State, Ohio University, Arkansas State, Detroit Mercy, Rhode Island, East Carolina, Gardner-Webb, and La Tech. All moving on to big-time programs now. It's re-recruiting, ladies and gentlemen, after you have shown what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were a good enough recruiter in the first place, you'd have figured it out. But nobody watches game film anymore.
If you're putting out a preseason magazine, think twice.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck on that. 325 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. We'll get to the weekend in sports, including the opening weekend for the USFL. Did you watch? Did you like it? What'd you think of some of the rules, et cetera, et cetera? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We're followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that comes your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. And all this week, they will have your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see Daughtry and his dearly beloved tour with special guest Black Stone Cherry in the McGrath Amphitheater coming up Saturday, July the 23rd. We promise you it will be warmer on Saturday, July the 23rd. He sold over 9 million albums and 16 million singles worldwide, as well as sold out concerts across the globe. Tickets start at $40. Go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock. Get more information and a link to purchase tickets on Friday at KGYMradio.com. All right, 326. Let's go ahead, Mark. I'll throw it to you for our first this week. Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Patriots Day game in Major League Baseball at Fenway Park. The Twins came away with a victory over the Boston Red Sox to take earn a split of that four-game series. And a lot more to choose from on the scoreboard. They're playing the PGA Club Professionals Championship this week in Austin, Texas. Two area players involved, Sean McCarty out of Coralville, currently tied for 26th in the second round. He shot 200 par 69 in the first round. Right now, even through nine. And Jeff Schmid, former Cedar Rapids candidate and University of Iowa golfer.
Former classmate of mine.
Yes, I think. I didn't want to throw that in without knowing. But he shot 69 also in the first round. But right now, plus three in his second round, maybe struggling to make the cut. The match is set. Speaking of golf, June 1st, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
There's no professional golfer in there.
Is Mahomes a good golfer?
I've heard Josh Allen is better.
Okay. Kyler Casper, whose father, Kevin, played at the University of Iowa, announced over the weekend he is going to Oregon for his college football career. And finally, former Iowa star Luka Garza has been named to the NBA G League All-Rookie First Team.
Yeah, great. Congratulations to him. And yes, I aired Cyclone Tim. Isaiah Rockington is not coming back. I'm sorry. I got him confused with another player.
Gabe Kalscher.
Thank you. So, he is not coming back, so... Different look for Iowa. It's a different look for everybody next year. Different look all over the place. Good luck coming up with the top 20. But it'll be the same folks as it always is. Kansas will be number one. Because they were the national champs. All right, 328, weather forecast and a break. We'll come back and talk about the weekend in sports when we return on the Gym Class right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have plenty of sunshine today, but it is going to be chilly and windy. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 40s. Winds are going to be gusting as high as 40 miles per hour at times today. Later on tonight, still going to be breezy, mostly clear. Temperatures will drop down into the low to mid 20s. Then tomorrow, not as much wind. We'll have some sunshine to start. Temperatures are going to be slightly warmer, around 50 degrees. Clouds will be building in as we head through the day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSON200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring Leaf Vacuum Collection continues through April. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Well, if you haven't heard, Raising Cane's is coming soon to Coralville at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. So get ready when you're craving Raising Cane's. You can get it even faster. Skip the line and order online at order.raisingcane's.com. You can think about it this way. Get clicking for chicken. So whenever you want some of their hand-battered, cook-to-order chicken fingers or crispy crinkle-cut fries or even some of their Texas toast, you can order online and get it fast. Raising Cane's, coming soon, Coralville. You'll find them at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue.
Back with you in the Gym Class on KGYM, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Thanks for joining us as we make our way through the 3 o'clock hour on this Monday. Coming up tomorrow, Rob Gray from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who covers the Iowa State Cyclones, will be joining us. And we were going to talk exclusively with Rob about the Iowa State final spring practice that took place in Gilbert on Friday night. But now we can talk about that and what's going on the basketball team with Tyrese Hunter entering the transfer portal and rumors abounding and Taman Lipsey coming in and et cetera, et cetera. So very timely that we'll talk with Rob coming up tomorrow. Iowa and UNI enter their final week as far as spring football is concerned, and we're a little bit over a week away from the NFL draft. So a lot of football coming up in the next 10 days or so right here to talk about on KGYM. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. We got NBA basketball tonight, game number 2 between Toronto and Philadelphia. That will be from the city of brotherly love. 76ers with a 1-0 lead in that series over Toronto. 6 o'clock tonight with the pregame for that one, and I believe a 6:30 start. I'm going to double-check on that right now. Yes, 6:30 start coming your way tonight. Also tonight, Utah and Dallas. Utah winning at Dallas in game 1. Jazz leading one game to none. And then it'll be Golden State hosting Denver coming up tonight, late night, with Golden State owning a 1-0 lead. Hockey is wrapping things up, and then the NBA has already gone to their postseason. So we're getting into that time, and baseball, we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Mark, weekend number 1 of the USFL got started with the dual broadcast on Saturday night with the Birmingham Stallions and the New Jersey Generals, with Birmingham coming away with a victory in the last moments of that ball game. And all games will be played in Birmingham this year. I believe two sites, Legion Field and then wherever the heck it's called that they played the other night. Saturday night, okay, decent crowd. Sunday, not so much. And then the final game Sunday night was canceled or postponed due to severe storms moving through the Birmingham area. So we'll see. What were your impressions out there if you watched the USL? Did you like it? Did you like the rule changes? Did you not like it? Hey, it's football in April. We'll take it. What do you think? 319-366-1600. I fall under the category of it was football in April and we'll take it. That's where I fell.
First question is, did you watch any USFL games this weekend? Yes or no? That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. But that's where Steve Anderson and his team sets up shop. I watched some. Not a lot from what I saw. Quality of play was not terrific. Quarterbacking was not good. I do like the fact that it's more interactive in terms of microphones, drones, whatnot, than you'll see in an NFL game.
Yep.
Aside from that, I think it's got a long ways to go.
Yeah, the play wasn't great. They haven't had a ton of time to practice. One thing you will notice with the USFL is the quarterback play. It's just not great. Although Shea Patterson came in for my Michigan Panthers and almost brought them back, but could not quite do it. The number one overall pick in the USFL draft, by the way, out of the University of Michigan. But other than that, I thought it was going to be a score-a-thon because both Birmingham and New Jersey scored in their very first drives of the game. And I'm thinking, oh, baby. Plus the fact that the kickoffs are from the 25-yard line and you're not going to kick the ball off as deep, number one. Number two, the rule change that they have is they have the two teams much closer to one another and downfield, so you're going to get a little bit more as far as opportunity to get a run back. So, I mean, teams were starting drives across the 30, almost to the 40-yard line and over the 40-yard line at times. So it is definitely a league with rules that are made for offense, and we didn't get a ton of it, though, because we just didn't have good quarterback play. I think it's going to get better. The play is going to get better. I hope people come out to see it. It's a cost-cutting situation from what I read as far as everyone being in Birmingham. They will have the playoff, the championship game in Canton, Ohio at Fawcett Stadium there. But, yeah, it is what it is. It was April football.
Kind of gimmicky. And I thought Spencer had a great point on his program, Spencer on Sports, that airs from 2 to 3. And if you're a Michigan fan or a hardcore Tampa Bay fan, you're going to have to go to Birmingham each and every week. You're not going to afford that.
No.
I understand if it's a cost-saving measure. Okay. Yeah.
It's tough. It's going to be tough. And the crowds on Sunday were not nearly what it was on Saturday. And that was at the smaller stadium on Saturday night between that and Legion Field. It's a soccer stadium.
Yeah, you had day-long weather conditions on Sunday.
You did. You did. It was lousy weather. I mean, it was warm, but it was bad as far as storms are concerned. And just didn't get people in there. And, you know, that's going to be the telltale sign, ultimately, of this league. Can they make some money? Or can somebody underwrite the league like the NFL? Or how long do they want to write the checks for this? These guys, the average, you know what the average salary is for USFL players?
I do not.
Looked it up. believe it was $40,000.
Yeah.
Right in there. A lot of these players have not are getting a leave of absence from their regular jobs to go try to chase down their dreams. Now, there were some good performances. A couple of good defensive performances. Scooby Wright, remember him from Arizona, All-American a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
He was very, very good. The Satterfield wide receiver. Mm-hmm. 6'4 guy who's been to about six different schools during his career in college. And I think he turned a few heads. There are going to be some guys at the NFL are going to invite to camps. I don't think there's no doubt about that. And, hey, that's what it's for. That's great. Make a name out of yourself, then get a chance to make an NFL team. So be it.
What's backward hat Jeff Fisher making as head coach?
That I don't know. 1288, football in April, so it was okay. Lack of quality QBs stood out, missing basic throws. Need to pick a team and not sure how. Michigan Panthers, 1288. Jump on board the Panther wagon. I loved Michigan when the first U.S. And by the way, what they cannot talk about the fact that the USFL was here 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the inaugural game. No, it wasn't. Where do you think these teams came from, ladies and gentlemen? The Michigan Panthers were my team because they had Anthony Carter.
New Jersey Generals.
I had to educate my oldest son about the USFL. I said, watch the 30 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
1422 says, no interest in the USFL. Every sport needs an offseason, even football. Spring is for baseball and golf, etc.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the good quarterbacks are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the two guys that started on Saturday night have been out of college for a handful of years. And, you know, Perez was okay at times, but it's going to be an acquired taste, I think, as far as the USFL. Now, as far as some of the rules are concerned, we didn't get a whole lot of the 3-point
no
after touchdown tries. I don't even think we got one. That's going to be interesting. I think that's something the NFL could do. Is the kickoff rules, because it is less dangerous. You don't have a team lining up. I believe the team kicking lines up at the 25, but the returning team's nine players or how many ever they have at the front line are way up than they usually are for, I'll say, regular football. And
regular football.
Non-USFL football. And I think that's a good idea. Now, I'd move it downfield a little bit more. But I think they're on to something right there. You get, after a touchdown, you can go for a regular extra point. You can go for two, or you can go for three from the 10-yard line. Now, would analytics say, Mark, that you just go for three every time? The analytic crowd out there?
You kick it.
Well, they all kicked it anyway, but I don't know, man. You go for three and you get it twice, then you double up if you went for one.
Yeah.
Analytics, Mark. Analytics.
You'd have a pretty good play from the 10-yard line.
You're going to run out of plays very quickly from the 10-yard line, and it's tough to score. It's tough to score right there, especially, I think, with the like we said, with the quarterback play.
I'm willing to give it some time.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I didn't give it an in-depth look, admittedly. And part of the reason I turned it off, because it was like, yeah, okay.
True. 0818 asks, so USFL is like watching minor league baseball? I think in a certain way. Maybe Triple A. There are a lot of guys that are coming from schools, you know, that aren't big time that may be a little bit smaller than the average NFL-sized linebacker, for example, or something like that, that may have the skills, but they just don't have the height that you would normally see. And this is a chance for them to get out and make a name for themselves. So I guess you could say
well,
it is.
Well, the thing about baseball is you've got in AAA, you've got guys that are on the rise, signed big contracts after the draft. You got guys that have been in the major leagues. And I don't know how many USFL players have been in the NFL. Some. Kind of, but not, you know?
It is, but it isn't. Does that make sense?
Interesting thought.
Yeah. Thank you, 0818, for that. 345 here on the Gym Class on a Monday here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. You had the helmet cam, too. Did you see the linebacker that made the interception with the helmet cam?
I did not.
And then ran it back for the touchdown. That was pretty cool. I don't know if I want to see that. It was a little bit, it was, you know, jarring and whatnot, but that's the way it is. I mean, it's like being in a car, in a race car, and going to the in-car camera. It was really neat. I like the drone. I'm with you. I like the drone.
Yeah.
But who's going to be the first one to hit the drone on something, or something's going to go haywire and the drone's going to come into play? That's interesting. Interesting to see. And mic'd up coaches. There was on Saturday night, they had Mike Riley, who, by the way, apparently had a stellar career at Nebraska. According to to Mr. Menifee on the broadcast, a stellar career as a coach in Nebraska. Would Pat or anyone else like to comment on that when there was a Husker fan? 319-366-1600.
Menifee's a co-guy. What does he know?
And, you know, it was interesting to hear the calls from the coaches for one entire series, and they took it all the way down inside the red zone. Had to take a couple timeouts because Mike Riley couldn't figure out how to get the play in time. But stellar career at
yeah.
Nebraska. And I thought that was interesting, too. Thought it was interesting. I wouldn't want to have that instead of the announcers for the entire game. But I thought for one series, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was very, very interesting. 6298 says they prefer the USFL over baseball. Well, that's a baseball problem. That is a baseball problem out there. So we got the first weekend of the United States Football League in. They'll go at it again with those eight teams with four games, hopefully, coming up next week. There was one today, though. There was one today. They made up the game that was postponed today. I've not seen who won that game. So, Mark, if you want to find out for us, we would love to have that.
We're going to do that.
Okay. 319-366-1600 as the USFL is underway. Also had NASCAR on dirt on Sunday night. And first time that NASCAR has had a race on Easter weekend in a long, long time, at least a cup race. And not about a half full house at Bristol. Rain was in the forecast as well. They stopped the race a couple times. It's NASCARs on dirt. If they had dirt, late models on dirt, that would be a whole different equation. But these are regular cars on dirt. And ended up a very good finish with Kyle Busch stealing the win after first and second place got into a tangle in the last lap. But I know a lot of people are very happy that NASCAR has gone back to its roots a little bit, so it was fun to see that. Fun to see that last night. Truck race on Saturday night also had a very, very good finish on the dirt. So, and the best thing about it, the two guys that got together, second place went and apologized to first place, said, I'm sorry, didn't mean to do it, and they shook hands afterwards. You do not see that very often in NASCAR. It was a kumbaya moment right there. Nobody hit anybody with a helmet on or anything like that. And just came over, cooler heads prevailed, and it was nice to see. It was nice to see.
Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh playing tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
In the
okay.
USFL.
Well, then I can watch it.
FS1.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. That would be the Pittsburgh Maulers.
Pittsburgh Maulers, Tampa Bay Bandits.
There you go. Tampa Bay was one of the class teams of the USFL the first time around. We'll see how they do the second time around. Coming up on 3:50, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and one of the neatest thing of the weekend. We're going to discuss that when we return after this on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Save big money with 11% off your dream bathroom at Menards. We have over 2,000 tubs, showers, and doors available right now, including durable and easy-to-clean Stirling showers in a variety of sizes to fit your needs. Stirling's Clean Coat and Comfort Track technology options make Stirling bathroom products the smart choice. Start saving with 11% off everything at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, America's number one brakes destination. We have the pads, rotors, drums, shoes, and brake fluids to improve your stopping power. Right now, save 15% when you get any two Duralast rotors with a set of Duralast brake pads. Missing a tool? Ask about our free loan-a-tool program and borrow the tools you need to get the job done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the MPD Group 2021. Deposit required for loan-a-tool.
Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even without prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home. And My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
We are back in the Gym Class on KGYM. NBA playoff basketball coming up tonight at 6 o'clock with Toronto and Philadelphia in game number 2. Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd and Alex next from 4 until 6. A happy birthday to one of the hosts of that program. And his name is not Alex. Happy birthday to Todd today. So he'll be on from 4 o'clock until 6 with Alex. More on Tyrese Hunter, who is leaving Iowa State, going into the transfer portal. That was our top story here today. If you missed our talk on that, you can go back and visit once we have completed the show on the podcast, available at kgymradio.com, Apple, and Spotify. Golf over the weekend, Jordan Spieth. And as I texted you, if you can figure out Jordan Spieth and how he's going to go 1 week to the other, you are much better off than I am as far as predicting golf is concerned. Did not look good at the Masters. Missed the cut over there. Comes to Hilton Head Island and Harbortown and sinks a couple long eagle putts yesterday early in the round and makes a birdie on 18 to get into a playoff with Patrick Cantlay. And Spieth wins it with a par on the first playoff hole as he moves into the top 10 as far as the official golf rankings are concerned. And good to see Jordan, who now moves up to the top 3 as far as favorites for the PGA Championship coming up at Southern Hills. But the coolest thing that happened over the weekend, Mark, was the fact that Jordan ended his round on his way to between signing his card and going to the clubhouse. There is an area for autographs. and it was lined with youngsters out there. Jordan came up to them. Jordan got done about 50 minutes ahead of the rest of the field. He went out earlier, made a good comeback with a 566. Told everybody, you know what? Hey, I'll be back. I know you guys want autographs. I'm going to give you autographs, and I'm going to be back, but I got to lay low. Then I probably have to go warm up. Going to probably have a playoff. I will be back. And how many times do you hear kind of those empty words from a professional athlete? Well, goes in, kind of lays low, like you said, for 30, 35, 40 minutes. Saw that there was going to be a playoff, went out, warmed up, went through everything, went through the trophy presentation, et cetera, et cetera. The tartan jacket presentation, by the way, beautiful jacket that they give the winner.
Second only to the Schmedium May City Bowl jacket.
Well, yeah, it's right up there. It's right up there. And, you know, had to go through his news conference as well. But true to his word, he went out afterwards and not only gave autographs, but posed for pictures, et cetera, with the group of kids that did stay around. And not every, like I said, not every athlete would do that. And it says a lot about golf. I think it says a lot about Jordan Spieth out there as well, that, you know, after winning it, he could have just said that, you know, my family's here, my new baby is here, and, you know, I'm just going to, you know, forget about it. But he went back there and stayed and signed all the autographs and posed for pictures. That was pretty cool in this day and age.
I thought it was, too. For him to have the forethought to go tell these kids, listen, I'll be back. Might have to be in a playoff, but I will be back. And he did return. I'm not sure if this puts Jordan Spieth, you know, at the very top of athletes and their interaction with fans and what. Plenty of golfers and other athletes sign autographs. But for Spieth to, again, have the forethought to tell these kids, you know, now's not the time, but I will be back. And he was. Spent a lot of time there. I agree. It was cool.
Yeah. And it's an area for kids, too, for autographs. And which is kind of neat that the PGA Tour does that. And that the golfers help out with that. But, yeah. We got the team event this week, by the way, coming up. Unusual. You got the match play a few weeks ago, and now you got the only team event here. Mm-hmm. Scottie Scheffler will be back, teaming up with fellow Texan Ryan Palmer, coming up this week in New Orleans at the Zurich Classic. Tomorrow, Rob Gray will join us to talk about Tyrese Hunter, to put a bow on Iowa State spring football as well. And we will have that on tomorrow's edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. NBA basketball coming up tonight. Todd and Alex coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Mark.
You got it. Talk then.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package.